Hello, everybody. This is Cousins for Christ. I'm Jeremy. It's my co-host and cousin, Chris. Went the wrong way. Yeah, that way.
You did.
What's
You
up,
went the
man?
wrong way. What's up, buddy? I'm sorry.
Going a
This
lot.
is a my wife and I like to play Operation, and this is a $500 thing we found on the floor. Sorry, the operation went well though. So
Nice, nice.
doing well. Yeah, well, great.
Everything went well.
It did. It did.
So it's been a while since we've been on here, but we're back today and we're going to talk about AI.
AI, which is artificial intelligence, for those who don't know. And it is, ooh, I have mixed feelings on it. What about you? Go ahead, get that.
Me? No.
You started zooming in, bud.
I just get it over. I think not everybody's Captain America fans. I got a Captain America shirt on. I didn't want to
Wait, why
offend.
would you not like be Captain
I didn't want
America?
to offend the Iron Man.
Land of the free, we can worship. We can worship and without fear.
Yeah.
So absolutely, Captain America.
But what are my thoughts on AI? It depends how you use it. I mean, I use AI, but I use it mostly for Google. To be honest, or like when I use AI, I use it for either Google, like I'm Googling something, or I'm like, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Give me these verses, get them all wrote out in order, and then I print them off. That
No, you do that, and you and I
way
have had that conversation before
yeah.
because I might have been the first to bring this up, and y'all are like, oh, you better be careful. And you're 100%
Well,
right. Like, you have to be careful because you have to be specific
hold on, hold
on
on.
it.
Yeah, I'm not saying give me this. I'm listed off. I just didn't name them when I said it. I'm saying like, give me Romans 1:16. Give me 1 Corinthians 14. I name them off and say just to give them to me, and then I'll say, give me the ESV version. I'm not
Yeah, there
saying.
you go.
I'm
There
not
you go.
saying. I'm not
Be
saying.
specific.
Hey, look up and just whatever you think here, bring it to me.
So, and this might go along with what we're talking about tonight, but like if you're looking at, like if you're on Instagram or TikTok, like there are a lot of videos if you're in the algorithm for like biblical things, like it'll give you verses. And I'm hesitant to read the verses on there because if it doesn't correlate with my Bible, it's very easily manipulated. Like you have to check your Bible. Like no matter what you use, AI, if you see something on TikTok, you're like, oh, I like that, or Facebook, that verse is awesome. I think that check your Bible to make sure that that is the actual words that are used, because you have to be careful.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I tell them ESV and NASB or something like that. Give me that verse, and then it's usually pretty close. I mean, it's actually pretty. It's usually it. They don't change it on you. At
I'm
least the ones I've used.
NKJV,
Do
so
what?
I'm NKJV.
Yeah.
Jeremy's gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, I don't mind NKJV.
Now, but what are, all right, so we're talking about AI. Like, what are, you've had some experiences with AI more than I have. Besides, like, I use AI for, like, I use it for work. I'll use it for, and I have used it to like help pull Bible studies or things like that. And then I go through and I look at the Bible to see how it compares. And it's been good, but you've had some situations with AI, right?
AI for me, well, yeah, AIs can be dangerous. There's things like, remember, AI is made by man, and it ain't necessarily, like man. Men have got an agenda, whether we want to admit it or not. And so, if you ever asked AI their opinion on evolution, they're going to be talk like evolution's a fact, and if you don't word it right. And you get into a conversation with AI about evolution, and eventually you have to say, 'cause it's just firmly set that evolution happened. It did it, nothing to say. And then finally you end up saying, well, is it possible that it could be wrong? And then it will be like, well, there's a possibility, but we highly doubt it. So, yeah, if you got kids and stuff on there, it is, you're going to get the terminology they get in school, depending on what school they go to, unless they go to a Christian school. Yeah, so it can be dangerous. You don't want your kid on
So,
there just looking for that stuff. Do I believe in evolution? No, I do not. But AI is firmly set on it. So you got to watch that stuff. You also got to, we've both seen videos of AI talking and doing other things.
can I say something that's like, all right, so I feel like the word evolve or evolution has gotten a very bad term, but like the word evolve means to grow, right? Like you grow, like, but don't we evolve as Christians? Like become more, we're supposed to become more Christ-like. Like we're supposed to evolve that way. Like, and here's one of the things that I asked. I actually asked, and we have to get like learn how to like do these snippets. I said, what are the pitfalls of AI and the Bible? I asked this, and it said theological and ethical pitfalls. Number one, playing God. Creating AI with human-like reasoning or autonomy can be seen as humans attempting to assume divine authority. We have to remember that AI is created by humans. Right? That's it. It raises concerns about, all right, so the second point of playing God is it raises concerns about boundaries between creator and creation, especially in light of verses like Genesis 1:27, which emphasizes human beings made in God's image. Genesis 1 and 27 is, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. We didn't create AI. AI is just a computer form of all the information that humans have put in,
Yeah, that's it.
right?
It's just a bunch of studies. All AI is, if you get on AI, you say, let's say the one of the more popular ones is ChatGPT. You get on there and you look it up. You could do Google the same way, and the same thing's going to come up because they're all using the same thing. All it does is search the internet for studies or anything else. That's why if you're on there and you're like, we'll do what I do, like listen off verses and say, hey, give me these verses and put them on PDF form. That way I can print it out. That way it makes it easier for you. You don't have to do all that writing, typing. It's fine. But if you're starting to ask these things, all it's going to do is go get studies from other humans and give you that study.
And I'll be very specific. Like I said, when I first used it, I got questions from Jeremy and Jeff. They were like, "Are you using this?" And I was very specific in what I was using it for because it is a computer that will dissect, gather, and dissect what you like specified to be like. You have to direct it on what you want to ask. So I would do like I do New King James Version, so NKJV, but I'm specific on it. Has there been an instant in where you've asked it a question outside of the Bible that has been like you can't trust it? Like
Have I asked it?
it's still humanly made. It's still humanly
Have
created.
I asked the question? I can't remember the question, but I know that. So I got a free one through Xfinity also. My cable company is Perplexity. And when I got it, I thought, oh, so I just started comparing the two back and forth or just asking questions. And I didn't know this. ChatGPT is more of a, hey, let's lean into him and kind of tell him what he wants to hear until we get to something like that, and then we'll kind of just spring certain man-made thoughts on him. You know what I mean? When I say that. So yeah, they're not always the same, but yes, come from the same database and stuff. You got to watch ChatGPT because it almost tries to act like your friend where it will throw a joke in there every once in a while,
But you have
you
to
know?
realize this is human creation.
Yeah.
This is not from God.
Wow.
You have to understand what you're doing. This is a search. It can only use known data and information, right? to formulate. Just because it's quick with it doesn't mean it's like.
Yeah. It gathers up the most popular responses and gives them back to you.
I
This
mean,
is
I
why,
do.
okay, so I know a lot of people write stories, right? And they use AI to write them stories. But all that's doing is getting on the internet, taking a bunch of stories and combining them
100%.
together and stealing somebody else's work and changing the wording over and doing it. That's why these college professors has got this things where if you turn in a term paper or something, that it will tell them if it's AI mark on it because the wordings are all so similar.
They are similar because they can only pull from a similar
Yeah,
data
it's
set.
not, they're not
It's
bringing these
all.
thoughts up out of the clear blue sky. It's not an original idea. It's coming from somewhere and they may mix and match.
No, 100%. Well, again, it's on an un. And we're not sitting here trying to like. I feel like AI can be a tool,
It
right?
can be a tool. Like
I
how
think
I
it could
use
be
it. I
100% a
mean,
tool.
I have no problem. Like, well, me and you get together or I'm doing something and I was like, hey, give me these verses. And then I have no problem with having them there because it saves me from having to write them down or type them out.
100%. But all right, so here's always the point that we make. Go back to the Bible. You have a Bible, you have the God's word in your hands. So it's not just like it's the same thing when our preacher is very great about like saying like he puts the Bible verses up on a projector, like we see him. He goes, "Don't just take my word for it, read from the Bible." And you're gonna say, like, well, what's the difference between the Bible and the words? We know that the words are in an actual printed form are easier to like, it's not as easy to like change as it is on our computer screen. However, this
Well, they're
can be,
trying really hard at that right now.
they
Depending on which
are.
Bible verse you use,
They
there's
are.
several Bibles that's been changed. I can't, I think, I can't remember ones right off the top of my head. We've brought it up here before. But there's certain ones that you probably should just stay away from.
All right, there is something. All right, so this is something that I meant to tell you about that we can get into a little bit before, but like every time there's a new publication of something, we're not, let's just take the Bible out of it. If we're retelling a story and we're gonna make it ours, but the previous story is trademarked or whatever, there has to be a certain percentage of that story that's different, right?
10%, I believe it's 10% of the Bible to make another
10%.
translation.
10%.
It has to be 10% of the wording changed. Now, when you get
Right.
into like the New King James or ESV or the NASB, it's usually
Well, there's a
small
it's
words,
well, there's small words, but it's also like a language variance too, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so it's still
Modern
there's
day.
right. So, but these books will go into change, and the wolves in sheep's clothing, which the Bible speaks about, will go. Even if it's like a few words that change the message, I saw a thing today
Now, if it changes the message, it's no good. Yeah.
it's not, but the thing is, like, they'll use the words to change the message.
Yeah. Well, like the. Go ahead.
I saw a thing today and I took a picture of it. I meant to send it to you, Jeremy, for your opinion. I love this guy, but he put in here, let me find it real quick. But he went to the, at the end of our sermons, every Sunday they will he'll put the steps to becoming a Christian, and also like he'll do the actual ones if you are a Christian, you need to repent or whatnot. But so here's how to accept Christ in your life. And all right, so it's belief. Can you tell me what these are, Jeremy, before I read this out? Believe, repent,
Confess,
confess,
baptize.
baptize. All right. Here's theirs.
I miss
Believe.
one.
He no, the
Did I
first
miss
one. All right.
one?
So no. No, the ones they do is hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized.
Yeah.
Those are the five. All right. So here's his how to accept Christ into your life, which I love this guy to death. I've met him. Super nice guy. Here's his how to accept Christ in your life and be saved. Believe, repent, confess, and receive. I mean, what's missing there? This
Say
is
them
where
again. Say them again.
believe, repent, confess. All right, instead of
Oh, he
here,
takes
there's
out
no here.
baptism. He didn't say
Takes
baptism.
out baptism. And AI can do that too, because I looked that up too. Like, that's why AI is dangerous. It's a tool. It's a tool. It can be used for good, or it can be used to prove whatever you want to hear.
But yeah, that's what it will mean. The first line in the Bible was Satan changing a word. You surely will
It is.
not die.
No, see, so it's in, you have to be careful with it. With the internet, you can prove anything.
You
There's,
can,
I, go ahead, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
you can prove anything just reading anything out of context too. But I know what you're saying. The internet. Let's get to this. Let's just jump ahead. There's an agenda, okay? And if you don't believe that there's this government around the world that don't have an agenda, last week there was a shooting in a Catholic school, and they was talking about prayer. And Chris, you know what they said? The city mayor was like, prayer. They were praying when they got shot. Well, they're already pushing away prayer and God. This is only going to continue. This is not just a blip, okay? This is going to continue on and getting worse and worse and more in your face. 20 years ago, that mayor, nobody would have had to been brave enough to say that, what they was really thinking. They don't care anymore. They're coming and they're going to try to push God out of everything. They want AI to come over and start telling you. That's why when you ask AI about certain things like evolution, they're going to push their agenda. They're going to make you feel foolish. It's like he's like, well, you heard him, Chris. What's your thoughts on what the mayor said in Minneapolis?
I thought it was disgusting, and they focused more on, and the sad thing is, I've seen some like Facebook posts, and I'll be honest, like I have to struggle with like, do you block these people from what you read? Because what I read is like there's more protection that mayor, and you can listen to it, read. We don't need thoughts and prayers right now. They didn't. But then he went on to preach about the protectiveness and the inclusion of their city for transgender people. What are you talking about? Somebody attacked people that were, you know what? He was right about one thing. They might have been praying. They might have been like, they were in a God focused, like whatever it was, like Catholic, it doesn't matter. Somebody came in there and killed kids because they were
Innocence. They killed
attacking.
innocent kids.
They killed innocents because they were against religion. Like, or they were evil. They had a mental illness. And you want to sit here and like his whole speech, Mayor Jacob Frey was talking about like in his speech protecting transgender in the same speech. What are you doing?
It's only going to get worse. And I'm not saying when I say the whole government, I don't think the whole government's behind it, but eventually it will
It's
be if they
not.
keep on. Eventually they will all be behind it. Eventually, if we keep letting these sort of people get
You
elected.
know
Look
what? In the
at this. What about this movie? There's a horror movie coming out now with Nicolas Cage. He plays Jesus, and it's a horror movie. And there's a play somewhere, I don't know if it's in New York or California, where the lady that played in the Wizard of Oz musical, she's a lesbian lady and she's playing Jesus in this
Wait, are you
play.
talking about that lady that played in
In
the?
Wicked,
Yes.
yes, she's in a play where she's playing Jesus. They don't care no more. They tried. They don't care.
I know first and foremost, we don't know what Jesus looked like, right?
But we know he wasn't a woman.
We know it wasn't a woman, and we know like, here's the thing, that does not matter. It does not matter. Like, and I'm not saying like, I'm not taking away from that. It's like, we're talking about godly beings. Like, you are just mocking the fact that I've seen. It's disgusting, man. It is disgusting. Jesus was a man. That it is. There's no like, they're going against science. And here's the funny thing, they go against, even if they're just evolutionaries, like, you're going against science. Like, they're just going up against, all right, they want to go against Christians about being like, all right, well, this is your feels. You feel like you have no conceptual stuff. At the end of the year, like, or at the end of like 100 years, they've always said, like, if there's 100, if there's 50 females, or like, no, what was it? If there's like 100 or 99 males and one female that pretended that she was a male that died and they dug up, did their DNA, it's 100 males. It goes against science, it goes against everything. I don't know. It's disgusting, man. It is disgusting. This mayor's thing, I'm sorry, I'm sitting here reading this thing. It's disgusting that the first thing he attacks is people like with thoughts and prayers. I mean, you know how many times thoughts and prayers have helped me in my life? And I'm not saying like I've
Every
gone through
day.
like losing a child or anything like that. I can't understand that. But like I have been through some stuff in thoughts and prayers. But then the first thing he does is like protect the group that will vote for him.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about power.
Oh, it's 100%.
They don't want, this is all it's attack on God on a lot of these people. It's kind of like, if God's not real, why do they, if they don't really believe in God, why do they get so mad
Why
every
are they
time
so
somebody brings
angry
it?
about
And
it? Shouldn't it be like if this guy, Robert, can think he's Robin, why can't I believe that I'm a Christian? Why is it so hateful?
I just,
I
it's what it
mean,
says. What does Ephesians 6:12 say?
I hope you're about to read it.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. There's more behind this, it's just going to keep coming. I mean, anybody that's read the Bible, it never says, hey, it's going to get better eventually. It does, but only when
No,
Jesus comes back.
it gets, but I mean these people that keep fighting, and I know we're going very political on this, and I'm fine with that. Like, but we're just like, they're never at peace.
Wow.
I mean, you
Well, how do you find peace?
through God, through
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Like, I have been through a lot of really hard stuff. But you know what? Since I've been back to God, and I'm not perfect, I've been at peace.
So, what's your favorite Bible?
New King James Version.
Okay.
And I will tell you, that's how I grew up. That's what I know.
Well, that ain't the reason I'm asking. The reason I'm asking is that a lot of people's favorite Bible is King James, right? So how could they go against that, right? So they made a new Bible, the Queen James Bible.
Who? Wait.
Yes.
Who?
There is a, I don't
Hold
know
on a
who
second.
did it, but
I like
there's
that. You know, I like that I have this new screen over here where I can see.
there's a Queen James Bible. It's homosexual affirming. It's all that stuff. And it's a blatant attack on Christianity. But if you don't think it's real and they're not coming after you, we take for granted that we forget because we're in the United States and we got freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and we're protected, right? But it's not that way. It's not
You
that
can't
way
even.
everywhere.
And
There's
the first thing
places.
that, The first thing that I see here, I'm sorry, I just looked, and you can't even like search. It's like, all right, the new Queen James is a play on King James, which we knew, referencing King James the First, who was known to have male lovers.
Yeah, well, they don't. That's speculative.
So, but the thing is, like, this just goes
King
into
James
play. Like,
didn't
what
write
was.
the Bible. He had it commissioned to be.
And we're
He
not,
had
and what you just said
translated.
was not a defense on him. Like, it's the
Ugh,
first thing is an attack.
yeah. But we forget that other places in the world, such as the Middle East, they can't openly go to church from Sunday morning to Sunday evening or a Wednesday night. They have to hide it. They have to hide and move from house to house still because it'd be persecution and, crimes against it.
The one thing I did when I was early 20s, I went and like questioned, all right, what religion's the best? What's this? Like I went through everything. I did not go to a Muslim church or, but what I'm saying is like the Bible, they say everything, like the Bible is written by, and we're gonna do this. Here in the future, we did it before. We're going to go back to it. The Bible's origins. You have a Bible that was written by peoples of different eras, like written down, and it does not contradict itself. Jeremy and I will be talking now, and like in like the when we meet on church on Sunday, we contradict ourselves in what we talked about. Jeremy's always wrong. I'm always right. It's fine.
I'm wrong a lot.
No, but the thing, it does not, it's proven, it's historically factual, it does not like it does not contradict itself. Like you have all these plays, and the devil's greatest trick that I'm is not being a full antagonist. It's a slight change. It's a slight change.
Slight change. That's where it starts. Slight change, slight change, slight change until
Well,
it's gone. And we've
why do
talked
you
about
think?
before. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm saying God addresses this with like, if you change a cross of the T or dotting of the I, he addresses that. It's a slight change.
When you talk about refers to don't add or take away from this
Yeah,
message.
right. Yeah, but they take away and they add, and it's just a slight. It starts slowly. It's just like you don't start with like a huge. You start with like just a small change. Then all of a sudden, it's huge.
No, I get what you're saying.
Be
So
wrong.
I can tell this is really bothering you.
No,
Which
it's
it should bother you. I'm
it
not
does
saying it shouldn't.
it does bother me, and because I had like I saw some stuff like this weekend on. I see it a lot on Facebook, and people will put it out there, and it's. I'll tell you something I struggle with to not be like, not that you're wrong, but the last one that I referenced was someone was like talking about transgenderism, and then the first response was like, "Well, the Word of God has," because they were talking about transgenderism existing way before the American society. And then the first response was, which was a great response, it's like, well, the Word of God has existed way beyond that. And the thing is, and this is like a friend, like somebody that is, he goes, I don't believe in your little book. You can believe whatever you want about it. However, that does not. And I'm like, it has existed way beyond all of that, historically accurate. So, yeah, I didn't respond to it, and maybe I should have, but and I'm not in a mean way to tell them that they're,
Well,
I'm
you
not gonna
can't
give
be
them
mean. And
where,
here's the thing we
no.
got to remember as Christians too. They're not Christians. You can't expect them to live like we do.
No.
All you can do is plant a seed. That's all you can do.
That is
You
100% correct.
can't save anybody. They got free will if they choose to partake in it. And here's the thing about it. You can say something to somebody that may mean very little to you, just as Jesus loves you, or just something out of the Bible, and you might not think, well, I probably didn't do enough. But that person may go on, and 10 weeks later, for instance, 20 weeks later, they may have a recall. They may be going through something right personal, and they may reflect back and say, oh, remember that time Chris told me Jesus loved me? It kind of gives me a little comfort. Maybe I'll go and buy a Bible and just kind of see what Jesus talks about. And maybe from there, because remember, once you come to Christ, okay, stop. We worry about these people, and you should worry about them. But once we come to Christ, you don't have to worry about it. Christ was just going to change them. Nobody, you know, people say all the time, come as you are. You might come as you are, but you're going to leave different once you find God.
Come as that's 100, dude. I'm so proud that you said that. Come as you are. However, you need to leave different. Like you're
You
supposed to
go,
leave
you're
different.
going to leave different. Like
Yes.
nobody, if you want to see, when it talks about fruits, okay, when it talks about your fruits, a lot of that's talking about how much you changed. If you're an adulterer, a liar, murderer at heart, you're not going to be, say, oh, I'm a Christian and still do those things. You're going to, one day, you're going, I remember when I first time I realized how horrible I was. I was just
Terrible.
like, oh my goodness. You know, I'm still terrible,
Now you're gone.
but you see it and you think, I want to change. I don't want to be that person, or that's the old person. That person is gone. And that's why we say we're a new person. That's, you know, when we get baptized, we're doing it for remission of sins, but also when we come out of that water, it's our new life.
The new life.
Yeah, you're
You've
going to
left the
change.
past
And
behind.
if you see people that say, and we're not judging anybody's salvation, but if you see somebody, because give them time, nobody's going to change overnight drastically. It's going to work, and God's going to work on them differently. But it may come to it where you've seen this person, and you start seeing slow change. It may not be like they may not get baptized, and you think, well, you're doing this. They're going to try, but they're going to fall. We all fall. We all fall short, and we all change at our own time. But we all change if we stay in it. And the
Every
closer they
day.
get to God, the faster the change will come. Okay?
The seed, you do a really good job of that, Jeremy, and I don't like
The
complimenting
changing?
you about no, about the seed is the seed is important. That I struggle every day, and it's not just like a I'm not placating people. Like I do struggle every day. I have my own weaknesses and.
I got a list of them. Maybe not, you'll go over them.
Yeah, we'll do that on a different podcast. We need more time. But you don't know, like, and there's people that I know that have lost family members that I'm trying to like introduce that they're questioning God right now, and you have to be careful with it. But it's just easier, like, if you just know that God
Can't force them.
is in your life. No,
Gotta
you cannot
plant
force them.
seeds, maybe
You
water
can't.
it,
That's what I'm
let
saying. Like,
God to make it grow.
plant the seeds is the best thing. And all you have to hope for is you have time to let that seed grow. Because we all do have a limited time. So it's not like, oh, well, I'll wait till later. I'll do this. So there is a sense of urgency to it.
Yeah. We got
But
5 minutes, by the way.
don't know. I could sit here and talk for hours on this
I
one.
know you
This
can. Well,
has gone.
give us what your thoughts on all this is when we talk. We got 5 minutes.
All right,
Give me
so
4 minutes of what your thoughts are, and then a minute of prayer.
okay. Well, yes, AI is a very useful tool if you can use it and you can contain the parameters of
Don't take
AI.
everything it said to be gospel.
No, you contain the parameters of AI, but you have a physical Bible. If you don't have a physical Bible, message me and or
Okay,
message us and we
hold
will
on.
send you one.
Stop right there. This is a very good point. I'm guilty. I feel bad. I've never brought it up. What he's saying is factual. If you don't have a physical Bible, or you know somebody that's a Christian doesn't have a physical Bible, they use their phone or iPad, go buy them a physical Bible, because media can change. People can change digital. Have you seen the ending of Notebook? They've
The no,
changed
I
the
have
ending
not.
to Notebook, all right?
And I'll tell you,
They
if you
changed
don't,
endings and stuff. They will change the words of the Bible eventually.
have, I do that. I'll read. I will not like some verses and stuff when I see them. Message us and we will get you a Bible. We will get you a Bible. And just so you can reference it yourself, because that's important, because he read my mind. Everybody can change it. But you can use AI as a tool. It's just like anything else. You can use it as a tool. Go ahead, man. Sorry, I took up more than I
Nah,
should
you're
have.
doing fine. I gave you 4 minutes. You only took two.
Oh, you gave me four. I thought we only had five.
Yeah, we got
Well,
three now. We
you
got
need to do
three.
your, like, I get, you get 2 minutes and I got to do that.
I mean, you covered it good, man. Just like you said, just get you a Bible, make it physical because media can be changed. Also, you don't own the rights to that media. They can take that media from you at any time. Okay? They can do that. If they can't take physical copies of movies or books or something like that.
Can I say how comforting it is to just have the Bible in your hands sometimes?
Yeah, I agree. I got five of them.
And I'm not trying to like take
Each one of
away.
them
You
are
can
different.
do
Not
that.
bragging. I'm just saying I got five of
No,
them
he is
all
bragging.
laid around the house.
It's just nice sometimes that just ha it just feels like a foundation. And I'm telling you, and somebody that's trying to be a Christian for a while, it feels like a foundation. I love my Bible.
I do too. I've got different ones I read. They're great to have around. Just don't have to buy the same one. Venture out and get another one you might like. Now, be careful which one you get. I think the Passion. Stay away from the Passion. Stay away from the Queen James.
Say, sorry, so here's, we will, the King James is harder to read, the New King James is easier, the ESV is easier, and the
Any of them's good.
NIV,
Any of those are great.
any of those, but be careful of some of them.
Yeah.
Just
I
be
named
careful.
them two. The two I named for sure.
Okay, all right.
The Queen James. I didn't say King James. I said
No,
the
he said
Queen
that those
James.
are the ones to avoid.
Yeah, that's what I said to avoid.
He did not say those two. Those are the ones you go to.
Yeah, but no, any Bible you can get your hands on other than those two, I'm sure some more
Use
are
whatever
great to
tool
have.
you can, but like have the physical Bible in your hand. And if you need a Bible, text or message us in this and we'll get you a Bible.
Chris steals three a week from Bible stores all the day. That's what his vice is, stealing Bibles. Sorry,
Got
as on
quick
the
hands.
list.
I got quick hands. Hey, I thought I confessed that
All
in
right.
privacy.
So we got 1 minute. Find us on Facebook. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, sometimes YouTube. Go for it, Chris. Finish this out, gangsta.
Oh, that's not gangsta. It's Jesus Christ,
Oh,
gangsta.
my sorry.
All right. Sorry.
Less than a minute.
Your Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this time that you've given us to speak about your word and the things that you've blessed us with our minds and stuff. And we hope that we use these tools in accordance with your will, that we can use them to spread your word. We pray to your Father that all the things that have been going on in the world, that you will hold your hand over them and bring peace about everything. And you bring peace over those that are lost and help guide them to be saved. Please guide, guard, and direct us going forward. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.